Joe, we're having these conversations, very pleasant they are, on regular occasions. Your highest ever score. What a start to the season for you personally.
Yeah, it's nice to get some runs early doors, especially in April when, you know, it's not always that easy, but it's a very good pitch, this one, and hopefully we're in a good enough position now that tomorrow we can kick on and then try and ball them out.
I suppose in many ways, looking at the game, you're hopefully going to get some more runs tomorrow and then really put Derbyshire to the task if you can, although the placid pitch will make it difficult to win it.
Yeah, like you say, but we've got to try and give ourselves a chance of doing that, and hopefully we can, you know, kick on in the morning and have a real go at them after that.
It's been a wonderful period of time for you during the winter with your England exploits, but can you imagine that, you know, you'd have nearly 500 runs already after 3 innings?
No, I don't think anyone like expects that at this time of year. You go out there and you try and be as greedy as you can and get through April with as many as you can under your belt, but you know, it's really nice to have got some runs early season, and I hopefully can take that confidence into the rest of the year.
You've said before to us that Johnny Bairstow is a rival, but he's a great friend as well, and he batted beautifully with you, didn't he?
Oh, fantastic knock. I mean, he's the one that's got us in this position now where, you know, we're ahead of the game, and we can really try and kick on in the morning. You know, scoring at just under a run a ball to get that many runs is a fantastic effort, so, you know, hats off to him. It was a great knock.
And what a week it's been for you, named as the England Lions captain as well, and then you rattle up a double century. It can't get much better, Joe.
No, it's been a very good last couple of weeks, and, you know, really looking forward to what's to come. And like I said, tomorrow you've got a great opportunity for the rest of the lads to kick on and then, you know, hopefully pull something special off again.
Does it put pressure on your shoulders when you're named England captain and we scribes start to say could be the next England captain?
I've not really thought about it, to be honest. You know, it's, I think, big enough task ahead of us in this game, or when I found out, it was, you know, 4 days ahead of me in this game. And, you know, all I was thinking about was, you know, trying to score as many runs as I can for Yorkshire, and then, you know, I'll think about that next week when, you know, when I have to.
When's the game's over, would you consult another great Sheffield lad, Michael Vaughan?
Yeah, I think I'll try and, you know, pick his brains and ask him what, you know, advice he can give me, and hopefully I can, you know, pick up a few things and take that into next week as well.
Joe, you're still, of course, a young man in cricket. Would it be fair to say, as I said in the commentary box, you're in the form of your life?
I'd not felt this good out in the middle for, you know, a long time. I suppose you could say that, but it can change very quickly. You know what this game's like, and you've just got to try and be as greedy as you can while you're out there and try and get as many as you can, because you just don't know when your next good ball's coming or your next drought's coming. So, you know, you've got to respect the game and try and take it one step at a time.